So as you know, every parish invites a missionary to come once a year from a missionary society or congregation, and we come in all sizes and shapes. Well, I'm this year's version. my name is Brendan O'Sullivan, as I mentioned, and I'm from Chicago. And you know, we Chicagoans are very boastful these days. Not only did we provide you with an archbishop here in the Archdiocese of Omaha, we've provided the Universal Church with a pope. So we're very proud of that. You know, when that first happened, I was going around saying to people, you know, if I had known that during my lifetime, a priest from Chicago would have been elected pope, I would have prayed a little bit harder and worked a little bit harder myself. Only joking, huh? Okay. And I'm from the Missionary Society of St. Columban. You know, many years ago, in the early 20th century, there were too many priests in Ireland. They were chock full of priests. So many of the Irish newly ordained went abroad. And one young man, Edward Galvin, went to China. And he arrived in China in 1912, and he saw the tremendous opportunity there was there, the possibility of preaching the gospel and bringing Christianity to the Chinese people, the largest at that time people in the world. And he wondered what he could do. Here he is, 30 years old, in the back of beyond in China, no power, no connections, no nothing. And he wondered, I wonder if I could actually start a society to bring priests to China. And in those days, of course, he was Irish, and in those days, they believed that a way to solve a problem was you made a novena, and at the end of the novena, you cut the Bible. In other words, you open the Bible at random, put your finger down, and the Holy Spirit would give you your answer. So that's what they did. He and a couple of other priests, they made a novena there in China. 9 days, they cut the Bible, opened it at random, put their finger down, and here's what it said. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So he went back to Ireland, and he founded the Missionary Society of St. Columban, the Columban Fathers. And then he came to the United States and wasn't really welcome that many places, but he received a very warm welcome here in the Archdiocese of Omaha. So for over 100 years, this has been our headquarters in the United States. A lot of our priests have come from around here, and we've received tremendous support. So that's what I'd like to do. I'd just like to thank you and Father Mark for inviting me here today, and thank you for the support that you've given the missions, Columbans and others, over the years, because I've had the wonderful opportunity of traveling all over the world, the 14, 15 countries we work in, and others. I've seen the wonderful work missionaries have been able to do, bringing the love of God. People know the love of God for them, what the missionaries have done, and have received a lot of material support. So thank you for that. So missionaries, what do missionaries do? Well, we're all missionaries. Eh? Pope Francis put it very succinctly. Pope Francis said, we're all missionary disciples. Missionary disciples. We're disciples because we witness to the faith that we have. We're followers of Jesus. And we're missionary because we don't just keep that for ourselves. It's not to be kept within the walls of the church. It's to be spread to all people. It's to be preached abroad. And Pope Francis then, he just simply said, you know, we don't do that by trying to convince people or tactics or strategies or, I suppose, convincing people or arguments one way or another. We do that by attraction. We try to attract people, and then we welcome people. That's why I think that's a wonderful sign you have out here at the entrance of your church about welcoming people. That's what missionaries do. We welcome people into the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, right before he left, what Jesus said to the disciples was simply this. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you till the end of time. So that's what he's asked all of us to do in one way or another, to go out and preach the gospel to all nations. And that's what we Columban Fathers have tried to do. We went to China. We were founded to go to China. We were all expelled when the communists took over. And so we went to other countries too. And one of the countries we went to was Burma. It's called Myanmar now, and it's really a desperate situation in Myanmar. It's the military has taken over. They've put the duly elected president in jail or house arrest. There's war going on between rebels and the army. There's earthquakes and floods. The people are very poor, small farms, or work in the jade mines, and especially young men. It's very difficult for young men. There's very few opportunities, and young women, too. Very few opportunities. So the young men work in mines, and they get addicted to heroin because it's the major producer of heroin in Southeast Asia. Heroin is very accessible, and it's very easy to get hooked if you don't see much hope in your life. So they get hooked. So one of our priests went to Myanmar. He set up a rehabilitation center. And so young men have an opportunity, if they're addicted, if they are hopeless, to come to the rehabilitation center, and they can get clean. And they can also learn trades. They can air conditioning, maybe repair, and carpentry, and ironwork, and things like that. There's hope. Here's what one young man came in. "Father, I have ruined my life. I'm 27 years old and have been addicted to heroin for over 10 years. I don't have a job and my family doesn't trust me. I came here to this center because I have nowhere to go and I'm afraid of going to overdose and die." And Father Sheridan said to him, "If you really want to, you can do anything to help yourself. There is a solution." That young man is clean today. He's in karate classes, that's what he's doing, and he's married. His life has changed. But not only that, but there was nothing for women. And there's a lot of women in that part of the world who have been abused, addicted, trafficked. There was nothing for them. He set up a center for women, too. It's slow going because they're embarrassed to come to the center, I suppose. But there he is, and he's there because of your help. So I want to thank you for that. And again, you know, Burma's a place run by Buddhists. They don't want us there. We have men working in Pakistan, Muslims. You know, Muslims, it's against the law for a Muslim to become a Christian. We're not welcome there. We're not welcome in China. We're not welcome in Pakistan. We're not welcome in Burma. We're working other places with migrants and disabled children. That's the kind of thing we do. So why do we do it? Again, for what Pope Francis said. He said, we do it to attract people. Because that's the way people are attracted to the gospel. We attract them not by trying to force them or convince them. We attract them because of the way we live and what we do and the way we're able to explain that. And we welcome people into the loving arms of our Father. That's what missionaries do. And that's what I'm asking you to support today. But I'd ask you to, and is that silly? You know, some people would say, leave them alone. Leave those people alone. They have their own religion. Why do you do that? We do that because that's exactly what Jesus said. Go and teach all nations and invite them into the wonderful community of our faith. Is that possible? I like the way St. Paul put it. St. Paul put it this way, about planting the seeds of faith. Paul said, I planted the seeds. Apollo, that's another evangelist, Apollo watered the seeds, but God gives the growth. And that's why we're confident, because we do what we can do and leave the rest to God. And leave the rest to God, and that's what we do. So I just want to say thank you this morning again for all the wonderful help you've given in the past. I ask you to continue to do that, the second collection today. But even more, I would ask you to pray for the missionaries, because there's somebody in the middle of a place like Pakistan or Burma or China working hard to spread the gospel. And if they know that you are praying for them and you're supporting them with your prayers and your community, it makes a big difference. So thank you for your support, both your material support and your prayers. And thank you for listening to me today.